Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning we have got in the studio Dr. Alessandro Premier. Morena, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now you're here from the School of Architecture and Planning and we're talking about smart urban street furniture. Now What is that? For a first question, what is smart urban street furniture?
Oh, thank you for the question. It's a topic that is becoming more and more popular in the last few years. And we have example of these all over the world, in many towns all over the world, important cities like Hong Kong, Canada, countries like Canada, United States, also in Europe. It's becoming more and more popular. I can give you some example about that. And for instance, smart urban furniture can be a bus stop.
Okay, yeah.
Integrated with a solar panel. So self-powered usually, and it can provide a number of interesting features like recharging docks for smartphones,
okay,
or e-scooters, or panels for providing information on public transport,
right,
for instance. That is very important, for especially for people who are new to the city.
Totally.
Need information about that, how to move through the city and use public transportation.
Yes, and that is one of those things that can be quite inaccessible if you don't necessarily know where you are already. So that's quite easily usable feature.
Yeah.
Are we seeing any of this in New Zealand yet, or is this something that we're hoping to bring over here?
There are some examples, quite hidden, to be honest. I recently saw one, a smart bench in the Wynyard Quarter. It's a very small object integrated with solar panels, and you can just power your smartphone basically,
right,
connected. Sometimes these objects can also provide free Wi-Fi connection. This is very helpful, especially for people who don't have this kind of opportunity. It's great to have those kind of object. But you know, my research is mainly focused on understanding the benefits of this object, but also how can we integrate them into our environment? Because you know, the cities all over the world are very different from each other, and New Zealand is a very particular country. So we are looking for a design that is very peculiar. You know, very site specific, I would say. Yeah.
And so, what kind of stuff is your research, I guess, bringing up? Because as you say, all these places are different. We have very specific needs and interests in different parts of the world.
Yeah.
What is some of your research sort of, I guess, suggesting to you as stuff people are keen on or is useful in these spaces?
Well, I'm looking for two main things, basically. One is, it's very important, probably the most important one, is to understand what are the real interests and the real benefit we can provide with these tools here in New Zealand. Understanding the interest here in New Zealand, and especially in Auckland, because this is a very Auckland-focused project.
Right.
And the second point is, which I think is very, very important, is the architectural integration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm an architect. My background is an architect, and I'm teaching architecture as well. And I know how much this is important also for a student. Architectural integration means to be able to integrate these objects in the environment, so to provide an optimal design for that specific place. But it's also something related to the integration of these technologies, like I'm looking for solar power at the smart urban furniture, and we know the impact of solar panels in our environment and how much is important to integrate them in our architecture. So the research is also focused in understanding how we can integrate this visible thing, a very visible thing, into these objects. It's quite challenging, not easy,
definitely.
This is the job of the architect, I mean.
Yeah, and it must be quite an interesting problem as well, because a lot of these examples you've given, like bus stops, maybe that's an easier one to think about how you might integrate a solar panel, but things like a bench or something as, you know, small as that, you sort of have to wonder how would you make that work. But if it happens, it's a really useful and environmentally very good thing.
So make this object feasible, usable, that is able to provide something good for the people, but of course well integrated in the environment.
Totally.
So yeah, many things.
So what's the next step for you and your research? Are you still at the gathering stage, or will there be? Are you going to be presenting it? How does it work?
Yeah, thank you. At the moment, I carry out a research, a literature review, basically. So that the first part of the research was a literature review to understand what's going on in other countries. To study according to a number of criteria, examples from other countries, and to be able to understand what can we do here in New Zealand. So that was the first part of the research, basically a literature review and a case study research. And now I'm moving forward. So I'm I've been in touch with many people, and we are starting a project that is based on what we call co-design, which means a collaborative design. So designing a piece of urban furniture together.
That's awesome.
With other people that are interested in this topic.
It sounds like a really exciting part of urban planning and architecture that you're embarking on here, and one of those things that you can see the real world impact of it probably immediately once you get these in a space. So it will be exciting to hopefully see some of this pop up around Tamaki Makaurau at some point in the future. We'll keep our eyes out for those sneaky little benches that already have, you know, USB charging port and stuff in it. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us this morning, Alessandro. It's been really interesting.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
And